USA Radio News with Wendy King.
White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says a national emergency to build the border wall or another government shutdown are still possibilities on the table. As hundreds of thousands of federal workers start back to work after a month of worry, the White House is reminding everyone this is only a three-week timeout in an unresolved dispute over border wall money, and that could mean they will be off work again in mid-February. Mulvaney was on Fox News Sunday.
I don't think any president of any party who's doing his or her job would be doing the job properly if they took anything off the table.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins was not so sure. She was on CBS's Face the Nation.
Shutdowns are never good policy, ever.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone, who's now facing an array of charges, including lying to Congress, was on ABC's This Week defending himself.
I will prove in court that any failure of memory on my part was without intent and would be immaterial. I am human, but I did make some errors, but they're errors that would be inconsequential.
Stone's indictment stands from the Mueller-Russia election meddling investigation. A Louisiana man is under arrest after he fled the state. WWL's Don Ames.
21-year-old Dakota Terrio was found and arrested in Richmond County, Virginia, Sunday morning. Louisiana law enforcement believe that Terrio started the rampage at his girlfriend's home, where he'd recently been living, by killing his girlfriend, her father, and her brother. It's then believed that Terrio drove 25 miles to the home of his parents and shot both of them. Terrio's father was still alive when first responders arrived and apparently identified his son as the shooter.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Taliban says that the U.S. has agreed on a draft peace plan that would see all foreign troops out of Afghanistan in the next 18 months. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The talks aiming at ending the 17-year war in Afghanistan. The draft agreement comes after 6 days of talks between the Taliban and a U.S. envoy in Qatar. The envoy saying the talks have been productive and he plans to travel now to Afghanistan to meet with government officials there. The Taliban so far refusing to hold talks, with the Afghan government insisting the U.S. is the primary enemy. The deal reportedly includes promises from the Taliban that Al-Qaeda and ISIS would not be allowed to use Afghanistan as a base of operations. It's unclear when and if this draft agreement will be implemented. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido has renewed his calls for soldiers to abandon Nicolas Maduro's socialist government. With more details, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg appeared on Fox News Sunday to talk about the ongoing crisis in Venezuela.
But I think the most important thing now is to avoid a civil war, avoid violence is going to be used. And therefore NATO allies support also for to try to find a negotiated solution.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.